The Great American Eclipse of 2007 and the Miut HaYareach. We know that on Monday, August 21st, we are going to have experience one of the most nature's most dramatic phenomena, which is the Great Eclipse. We're going to have a total eclipse, solar eclipse, crossing America. And interestingly enough, usually for the eclipse to occur is at a time when the moon and the sun and the earth are in the same plane, which is called, and they are in the same plane, and that same plane, it's called the elliptical longitude, which is, in essence, the moilot. But this year, specifically, if anybody hears, when we hear on Shabbos, when is the moilot will be actually not on Monday. The moilot v'nushlaim is on Tuesday, because we know that our moilot is a structured moilot, is a constructed moilot from the original moilot of Baharad. So this one, the actual conjunction of the moon, happens on Monday, and our constructed moilot is on Tuesday. The question is why? Is a stam we have to ask. Rosh Chodesh El, we have this major eclipse coming up. It happens to be that this eclipse comes out on Erev Rosh Chodesh, not on Rosh Chodesh itself, even though technically it should be always in the top of the Moilot. What's the message here? Why is that happening? But for it, we have to understand the significance for us of a solar eclipse. And the one that discusses this is the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Choftes in Mesech Tasuka. The Gemara says like this. Tanu Rabbonan, bizman shechama loka siman ra lechol olam kuloi. Whenever there is a solar eclipse, is a bad siman to the entire world. Moshe lema hadavar doime. What's the moshe? Lemelech basar vadam shasa seuda lavadav. It's like a king that made a seuda for his. He made some kind of a meal for a feast to his servants. Veiniach panas lifnihem, and he put some kind of a lantern in front of them. Koas aleim, when he got angry with them, the omar le'avdo told panas b'pneim, he told the slave, take away the lantern. Ve'oshivam b'choshech, he puts them in the darkness. That is a solar eclipse. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the light of the sun for a brief moment. Now, continues the Gemara and says, I'm going to skip a little bit. Tanu Rabbanan, bizman shechama loka, whenever there is a solar eclipse, Siman Ra, the Gemara says, is a bad siman. We'll soon see what it means, the siman. But it's a bad siman, le'ovde kuychovim. Or, the Loshna Gemara, le'umos ha'olam. Levona loika, if there is a lunar eclipse, siman ra, le'sunem shlisol, is a bad siman, chasashon, for the Jews. Why? The Jews count for, have a lunar calendar, and the Goyim have a solar calendar. Bemizrach, siman ra l'yoshvei Mizrach. If it's in the east, it's a bad siman to the Yoshvei Mizrach. Bemairev, if people are living in the western hemisphere, siman ra l'yoshvei Mairev is a bad siman for the people who are in the western hemisphere. Be'em tzarakia, if it's in the middle of the sky, siman ra l'chol olam kol is a bad omen, or bad semen, or something to everybody. And then the Gemara continues and says, Tanu Rabbanan, Bishvil arba dvorim chamoleka. There are four reasons, or four things, that the sun gets a solar eclipse for. Alav beizdin shemeis veinu nispat kalocha, the head of a Jewish court, the head of the beizdin, shemeis veinu nispat kalocha, that he died, he was not properly eulogized. Or to a betrothed girl that screams for help in the city and nobody comes to help her or to rescue her. And for homosexualism. And for two brothers that their blood was spilled together. So for those four reasons, there is a solar eclipse. So the first question, which is obvious. One second, a solar eclipse is a natural phenomenon. It's something that can be mapped out ahead and something that can be already not only planned ahead, it's not something that is a well-known. It's part of the path. It's part of the orbits. of the moon and the sun. So what does that mean that this is a semen? What kind of a semen? And what means it causes? There's no cause. This is a natural phenomenon. So says the Aruch HaNer. So the Aruch HaNer explains and he says the following. That people used to make fun of Chazal, that appears from the Gemara that they believe that eclipses are something magical. But he says that's not. If you pay attention to the Gemara doesn't say when the sun, when there is a solar, should it be in the short way, when there is a solar eclipse, the Gemara uses a lengthy version. It says, at the time of an eclipse, is a similar. Why does the Gemara stress the time of the eclipse? So explains Aruch HaNer, for sure Chazal understood that eclipses is a part of the system. Part of the orbits is a natural phenomenon. There's nothing to it. And it's planned ahead, and you could have a calendar, like we had the perpetual almanac by the Avraham Zakut, that gave you dates for all the eclipses. So there's nothing new in this. But what it means to say is that at the time of an eclipse, this is the time of Din, is Bizman Shecham Aleika. The same way there are times which are better times and worse times. The same way when there is a rainbow, like the Ramban says, rainbow is a natural phenomenon. But it happens to be that it's being used to remind us for the Mabul. So the eclipse is the same thing. Is a natural phenomenon, but at this time, the time of an eclipse, is a time when it's a time of Din. The same way you did on the calendar, you have times of happiness, you have time of sorrow, you have time of difficulties, of vulnerabilities. This is a time of vulnerability, the time of an eclipse. And that's his language. And he says the following. Sheitim vezmanim shel liquim. The times of a eclipse, hemitot adin, those are times of justice, of judgment. We know that there are good times, better times, and chas v'shalom worse times. Kmo shomru binyan zeh, yim be'oyres. The same way that on Wednesday, shehu et din, the time of a Wednesday is a time of also difficulties and justice. That there is some kind of sicknesses that are more common on Wednesdays. The same way Tuesdays is a simon brocha because it has twice kitoif. So the zman of a, the time, that's why the Gemara stresses not that the eclipse is an omen. The zman of the eclipse is a zman which is a time of judgment, a time of difficulty, a time of vulnerabilities. So that's what he says. Now we have to understand why is an eclipse a time of vulnerabilities, which in itself something that needs to be understood. The Maral, in a similar sense, explained in Sefer Baraguela, saying the following. That for sure is a natural phenomenon. But the fact that the orbits are structured in such a way that there are eclipses in those orbits of the sun and the moon, it shows that the world has a defect. They are a sign of a defect in the construction of the world. A perfect world should have been a world that there are no eclipses. That the moon and the sun don't have an eclipse. The fact that there is an eclipse is a sign that there is a semen. It's not a semen, it's an omen that something's going to happen. It's a sign that something is wrong in the construction of the world. And that's what the Gemara explains, that these four sins is the evil, is the flaw of the world. That because of that, today the orbits have eclipses. So it's not an omen. Is a semen ra, like the semen, you have an object, you have a semen to know who it belongs. This is the semen ra, which shows that the going, the world, how it is, without the knowledge of Hashem, is a time that there is a defect. Now, clearly the Maral is saying, in some ways, that the world in its pristine form should have not had eclipses. And that's Jeremy Brown in his article on Chakira asks, one second, if that's the construct of the world, how would that be? If the orbit of the sun and the moon, if they would be in the same plane, in a perfect plane, you would have in every single moilad an eclipse. The only reason eclipses are infrequent is because there's a 5-degree difference. So what's the moral saying? That there should be no eclipses in a perfect world, the pristine world. That's only possible if the sun, the moon, is 90 degrees above the sun. But then you won't have eclipses, but you will not have new moons either. The moon will always be a full moon. So then you have no Rosh Chodesh. So what are you solving? A regular world that you have no eclipses, you have no Rosh Chodesh. How can you have both as a system? So the question is, why and how a world without eclipses is a perfect world if you don't have Rosh Chodesh? And the big question is also those four flaws that there is in the world. So the morale, we won't explain the morale. The morale is available and we have the handout, is on the Bereshishi. He explains that those four sins are terrible sins, and because of them, the world has a flaw. The fact that the world allows for such sins to happen, that because of that, you have eclipses. And the question is, you look at the four sins, it doesn't make sense. First of all, the four sins should have been a Simon Ra for Jews. Why is it a Simon Ra for the Kehovim? They don't even have those mitzvahs. They're not Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach. Maybe some of them are. But even if they are Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach, and you try to say that there is something on that, let's assume. But why are these things so terrible? But look at this. What's the first? So the Gemara says there are four flaws that they are the cause. And that's why it doesn't say four sins. It says four flaws. Arba dvorim. What are the arba dvorim? First one, Naval Bezdin, Alav Bezdin, Shemes Veinu Nispa Kalocha, for an Av Bezdin, for the head of the court that died and was not properly eulogized. First of all, who says you have to eulogize the Av Bezdin? Usually the Gemara and Av Kofei in Shabbos says, we have to be Masbida Chochem. Somebody's a Talmud Chochem. It doesn't matter whose job, if the guy is a Chochem, if the guy is a Nossi, and if the guy is plain Talmud Chochem, you have to eulogize. Here, the specific thing is not that the words not, they did not eulogize a Chochem. They did not eulogize an Av Bezdin, the head of a court. What's so unique about this? The second one is Naira Hanmerosa is a betrothed girl that she screamed and she wasn't rescued. Is it so bad? I hear it's bad, but this is the worst thing that because of this, and what's the nexus between this and a solar eclipse? Now, then you have the issue of homosexuality, and then you have two brothers that were killed together. It's a terrible thing, but only two brothers. Why not two sisters? Why not a father and a mother? Why not a family? What's the stress in two brothers in Nishpach Domon Kechad? And also, those sins, so what's the message to us? God is sending these eclipses because there is this evil in the world that should make tshuva that we did not hear Naira Merosa? What message is there to us? And how are these things connected? Rashi, indeed, on those four things, Rashi says, Bishil bar vadorim lo shamati tam badovar. I did not hear a reason for the four. And the question is, what does that mean? Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Igros Kodesh wants to say, to answer the first question, how is it possible that a eclipse is a semen? What kind of a semen can it be if it's something natural? He wants to say something, that you're right, an eclipse is natural. But the problem is, if an eclipse becomes visible, that's a semen ra. And the weather is already not random, but it's undeterminable. So therefore, if the eclipse is seen, that is when the siman comes about. The problem with the Lubavitcher Rebbe's approach is, number one, that Jeremy Brown already asks, listen, even if the day is cloudy, a total eclipse is still felt because it gets dark. You're right, you don't see the corona, you don't see the conjunction between the sun and the moon, but it's still dark, so it's still felt. So who cares if it's dark or not? And number two, the weather is also predictable. Unless there is like, the question is how far in advance it's predictable, but there's also some kind of predictability. And the kasha that I have is, if you look at the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says, let's say, the Gemara doesn't say, haroye likui achama. The Gemara says, chama loika, if there is an eclipse, it's a bad semen. And when the Gemara says, b'mizrach or b'mayra, it doesn't say if it was seen in the east or seen on the west. It says if it happened in the east or the west. The Lashon HaGemara is, what the Gemara says, Loika b'mizrach. If there was an eclipse in the east, siman rabbi is a siman to the people who sit on the eastern hemisphere. B'mayrev siman ra liyoshev mar is a siman ra for the western hemisphere. Is a mashma that depends where it was seen. Is mashma there when it happens? Meaning, where is the path of the umbra? So the question is, that's rare. But the Rav Rebbe, in the same Igros Kodesh, wants to say, and that's Igeret 559 in 1957. The question is, do you make a brocha? So he says the Rav Rebbe, we don't have a brocha that's not mentioned in Shas, and there is no brocha on an eclipse. And he says, the reason is because a siman of Puranus is a sign of Puranus. And he wants to say this is the sign of a Puranus to come. So the Rav Rebbe is learning that this is an omen. And therefore you don't make a brocha. Adarabat tzricha tfila levatla. You have to have a tfila to take away the omen. So he's learning that the siman is an omen. But that's leshitosoi, that could be an omen. But if you learn like the Maral, if you learn like Dorach Laner, that this is not an omen, it's a siman of a flaw in the construct of the universe. Is that an omen of what's going to happen? Why didn't they make a brocha? And even if it's on a defect, we make brocha on emes, on death. So I shouldn't make a brocha here. Chazal instituted brochas even for the rainbow. So why didn't they make a brocha? Bishlam, according to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, makes sense because it's an omen for something to come. But that's only him because he says the undeterminability of the weather is the concept what creates a semen. But if you understand the posh pshat in the Gemara, like the Maral and the Orchon are learning, that this is not an omen, it's a semen, it's a sign that something is wrong. It's not an indication of the future, it's a symptom of a flaw. So why don't you make a brocha in that flaw? Now some Achronim want to say that maybe Oise Maise Breish is not possible because it doesn't remind you of creation. Debatable yes or debatable no. But even if you can't say Oise Maise Breish, Chazal instituted a new brocha for the rainbow. Why did they institute a brocha for the eclipse, which is probably the most majestic cosmic event that this planet can experience? So to answer all of this, I think it's important to go into something much deeper than that. And this is something called the Miut HaChama, the reduction of the moon. And this is the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin of Samech Amud Bet says the following. Reb Shimon ben Pazi Romi. Reb Shimon ben Pazi asks a question. One pasuk says that God created the two great luminaries. Then he calls one a big luminary, the other one a small luminary. So the famous question. So says the Gemara, Omra yareach lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, efshar lishnei melachim sheishtamshu bekeser echad? You want to two kings to have only one keser? So Omra la, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her, lechi umi et es atzmech. If that's the case, so make yourself small. Originally, they were supposed to be big. But she says, we can't share the same crown. First of all, what does it mean we can't share the same crown? And what does it mean that they both were big? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her, Lechi miyate etzasmech. Make yourself small. Explains it to Siontes in the Sefer, it's called Chidush HaLevona, that according to Chazal, according to the Zohar, it doesn't mean that the moon was ever had light of its own. They never had the light of its own. By the way, I always say that's a diuk on the Gemara itself. Because here the Gemara says that when the Levana complained, the Gemara says Amra Halvana. The Levana said and uses the feminine. And Tois already asks, Beloshon Torah, in Beloshon Torah, is Loshon Zohar, the moon is male. Dichsiv Ve'areach Amad. Doesn't say Ve'areach Amda. So why does the Gemara use here the feminine when the Torah uses the masculine? But the idea is very simple. Because you shouldn't think that he had a light of its own, it was a giver of light, that like a male. She was the female, she was always a receiver of light. That's why she was female. That's why she complained, Ein shein melochim yichuilim nishtamesh bekeserecha, two kings cannot share the same crown. It says on the feminine, because she is still a feminine. But what does that mean, that they were both big? And what does it mean that they were sharing the same crown? So explains the Tosfos Yontif that they shared the same orbit, meaning the sun had its orbit, and the moon followed the orbit of the sun, was synchronized, was not, they were not too random. One, the orbit of the moon was a derivative of the orbit of the sun, which means that the moon was, the reason why the moon was large, was called the large luminary, is because it was always a full moon. It was always shining light. There was no situation that the moon had a dark face to it, because it's properly positioned. Exactly what the Maral says. What happened was that God created the world, that they are givers and receivers. The whole creation of the world, that God is the giver, he created receivers. But he created a flaw in the system that the receivers wanted to go ahead and create a self-identity, to create independence, to create a self-reliance. It wanted to create something on its own. It wanted to break away from the sphere of the giver. That's why they could not. The Levona said, "I don't want to. We cannot have two kings sharing the same crown." In other words, I cannot be in the orbit of the sun, not to have my own orbit, that I'm always dependent, I'm always tied in to the sun. I want to have my own orbit, which is completely independent of the sun. And that's why it happened, and that's the concept of choice. That now we are not connected, we can have a world that the connection to the giver is the choice of the receiver. He's independent, he has his own independence. This is the concept of Bechira, freedom of choice. That now the moon is kibiyochol on her own. And this becomes the separation, that the givers and the receivers become separated. This is in the sense of the sun and the moon. But this becomes the flaw of the DNA of the construct of the universe. They becomes also males and females. Originally, male and females were together. Adam, Chazal say in the Gemara in Brochus, was an androgynous, was male and female together. God split them, and now the connection is by choice. And because of the Kitrug HaLevona, says the Gemara in Ksuvis, let's Ksuva deras batigra. Any time there is a marriage, that a male and a female connect, reconnect together, there's always a problem, there is always a fight. Because that's what the moon said. The moon said, I want to be independent, I don't want to connect. I don't want to share the same crown. I want to have my own being, my own self-expression. I don't want to be part of the expression of the sun. I don't want to be in that same orbit. I want to have my own independent orbit. And that becomes a flaw through the receivers throughout the world. The eclipse is that at the time when those two orbits actually clash, and because of the two orbits being desynchronized, the moon not only has no light, she take away the light of the sun also. And that's a siman ra lumos ha'olam. It's a siman ra that the world in itself, like the Maral says, has a defect. The defect is expressed by the fact that the two independent orbits clash onto themselves. And now, no one has light. In the world, in the world, they were going to share the same light. The moon says, I won't have my own. I want to shine on my own, but because each one wanted to have their own lights, in the end, nobody has any light. And that's the eclipse. So Chazal are explaining that that's why it's a siman ra l'umos ha'olam. The world in itself, without recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a world that is flawed by nature, because it allows the receivers to feel independent from the givers. And that is a major flaw. The indication of the flaw is exactly the eclipse. Chazal say there are four dvarim, four things that the eclipse comes. The eclipse is teaching us four ideas why that separation of orbits is flawed and is untenable. Alav bezdin shenispad, alav bezdin shemeisla nispad kalocha, nair hamerosa, Shetzoka Bayir Vin Moshiela, Mishka Zohor, and Shnei Ochim Shinishpach Domun Kechot. I think the pshat on them is following those four is the four letters of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. The Yud, which is the beginning, which is the creation, tells you that if you look at the beginning, you realize that the moon can never be independent of the sun. Why? Because by being independent means that you earn your keep. You don't need the sun. You could fly on your own orbit. You're independent. But you realize that in the beginning of the creation, the youth of the creation, that was technically possible. But Hashem saw that Midas Adin can't work. The Mekablim, the receivers, can never earn enough because of the flaws and their imperfections. In the end, they have to rely on the giver. So that idea that you feel independent, it's a fallacy. It's an image of independence, because at the bottom line, you can't do it on your own. Because Midas Adin would mean that you earn your keep. At the beginning of creation, God saw that in the beginning, the original plan that made sense. But in the beginning of existence, He saw the world cannot live on its own. This is the beauty. The beauty is that if you realize, the eclipse tells us something. If it was very possible that the two be separated, the sun and the moon, and by being separated, they would go on their own. When Adam and Chava were together and they were separated, it says on the post that God healed the cut. Vayisgor basar tachtena. He cut and he closed the cut. He healed the cut. Says the Gemara, this is the first samech that shows up in Chumash. To tell you, Kivan Shinivra Isha, when the woman was created, Nivra Sotan Ima. The Sotan, the Yetzer Hara, was created, and Samech comes from the Losh of the Sotan. The question is asked, the woman was created before. This is only the healing of the cut. He explains the Tzodak, that's the idea. The female is the receiver, and the male is the giver. They were separated. But as long as there is a cut, she realized that she was part of something bigger. The second you heal it, she has the impression that, you know something, I'm a separate being. I have nothing to do with the male. This is the Sultan. The Sultan makes you believe that the receivers are independent. We have our own lives. We do our own things. God is finished. We have no connection. We disconnected and the cut is healed. I got over it. The eclipse tells you, you can never get over it. Because you see that if you're independent, you come and you're going to clash. And you're going to realize that you need the sun. The first sign and the first flaw, that the reason that you can't be on your own, is because Midas Adin died. You can't be Zoicha be Midas Adin. You can never realize, like you tell your son, you know something? You're independent, go on your own. But the son says, you know something? I just want to have some kind of a safety blanket. If something doesn't work, I can come back. So that son, they have the safety blanket, that is the fail-safe to come back. That's the escape route to come back. The fact that Midas Adin, you can't live on Midas Adin, it tells you that you're always tied back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's Av Beis Din. The only reason you believe that you are separate is because the Av Beis Din, the Reishis, the Av of the Beis Din, the beginning of the Beis Din, Mace, that based in Mace, because Midas Adin can have, Velo Nispat Kaloha, but you didn't eulogize. You're not reflecting on it. You just forget it. You think, okay, Midas Adin, as long as I don't need it. The eclipse is a sign that tells you that in some point in time, if the sun, if the moon blocks the sun, in the end, she's left with nothing. What is exactly the eclipse? Is that when the moon blocks the sun has no light. But she has no light on her own either. She has no light on her own, because at the end of the game is if she blocks the sun, she has nothing of her own. And that teaches you that there is no independence. The cut was never healed. That why? Because you can't be Zoicha b'Midas Adin. You need a fail-safe. This is the fail-safe of the world. That's the first message of the eclipse. The second is Keneged Dehei. What is Dehei? Dehei is the narrative of the world, is Bina. In the world, the possibilities. The world has so many narratives. You explain this, you explain that. But you know what the real narrative of the world? is that the world, the Mekablim, are betrothed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have not materialized, they have not consummated because they wanted to go on their own. But even though they're on their own, the world realizes that it needs to tie back to the source. It needs to tie back to the mothership. That is the narrative. The world is a naira. Is a naira shetzoaka vin moshiala. What is the world? Is a naira that is screaming in the city, I want to go back to my husband. I'm being violated. And nobody rescues her. The hay of the world, Hashem Shomayim, is a dalet and a yud. The dalet represents the physical world, is space. Dalet comes out, in the world dalet means empty, poor. The yud is the ruchnius, I just told you, that's the yud, is always the spirituality. They are separated. But there is a relationship, there is a yearning, there is a betrothal. That's what Naira Hamerosa, the world is Naira Hamerosa, Shetzoa Kabayir. The world is a Naira Hamerosa that is crying and screaming that she's violated, but the world doesn't listen to her. The way the wake-up call for it is the eclipse. The eclipse tells you that the moon, if she's blocked away from the sun, she has nothing. When you see the moon, and the moon blocking the sun, it means that she doesn't function. Because in the world without connecting back to Hashem, in the end, all the narratives are just stupid. They're telling stories that they don't add up. The concept of the eclipse is the fail-safe, is what's called the protective gear to allow you that you realize that you have to listen to the narrative of the world. Naira Hamerosa, the world is betrothed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bias HaMashiach is when that betrothal, the Yor HaCham, the sun and the moon will be finally reconnected. We always say in Kiddush Levona, Va'oyer Levona ki'oyer HaCham k'moy shaita kodem yuta. And that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually materialized, you consummate the wedding. Bo'alayich osayich Omar Hashem Tzvokis. The world in the eclipse tells you, listen to the Naira HaMeorosha Shetzoaka Bayir. Keneged Evov is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to the world. That's the form of connection. The form of connection is the Vov. Vov is the hook. The Vov is two letters, the Vov. The world, as it was supposed to be, is our recognition that we are females and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is male. By having an independent orbit, it gives you to think that both of us are male. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the giver, but we give him also. Because we have the choice to serve him or not. We have the choice to recognize. We have the Bechira. So it gives you the flaw that both of us are male. That's Mishka Zohar. And that, the eclipse tells you, don't ever think so. You without the sun are nothing. The sun without you can function. You without the sun cannot do it. The eclipse tells you that if you block the sun, you have nothing and the sun has nothing. You're blocking the sun, but you have nothing on your own. It shows the emptiness of the moon. How void it is. You're not two males, you're a female. This is the sign of the world to be mesaken, devolved, mishka zohor, which is embedded in the fabric of the world, the universe. And the ultimate, the number of the four, the fourth reason is the hay. The hay is the mekablim. That because we can't connect to the givers, we have a self-ego. You know what it causes? That even we between us can share. The world of the sun and the moon is, because each one wanted to have the light, in the end, nobody had anything. The sun and the moon, says the Rachner, those are the Shneyochim Shenishpach Domon Keachad. The eclipse tells you that if you always want, you can't share, in the end, nobody has anything. What is it? The sun and the moon have no light. Shneyochim Shenishpach Domon Keachad. This is the break of the marriages. Because if everybody wants to have, just is the self, he doesn't give it over, doesn't connect as a giver and receiver. Forget about the giver and receiver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the three original flaws. Now, once you can't connect the receiver, you have this self, or self-realization or self-identity, the ego, then you can't connect to anybody else. And in the end, ishnei yochim shenishpach damam keechad. There is no blood, there's no more spilling of blood of two brothers, like the sun and the moon that you see in the eclipse. You couldn't share. In the end, if you can't share, nobody has anything. And these are the flaws that the eclipse comes to teach us. And that's why when there is a total eclipse, you know what comes out? What shows? The corona, the crown of the sun shows up. Which is the crown of the sun, as we know, is not the light of the sun, it's just that atmospheric reflection of the light. Is the roshim of the light. Because tell you, as much as you didn't want to share Keser Echad, the eclipse tells you, the boy saying, you're still always sharing a Keser Echad. If you don't have a Keser Echad, the system blows up. This eclipse is the lesson that the Kitru Gayareach is a flaw of the universe. And why is it a flaw? Because of the four lessons. Because you forget what begins Adin. You don't listen to the narrative of the world because the world also reconnect. Makes you feel that you are a Zohar and even humans can't connect. Because once there is the self, in the end, nobody does anything. It's so beautiful, the idea of Shnei Yochim, Shenishpach Domam Keechad. Abraham Shmulevitz says in the Shmuz, and he says something beautiful. And he says in the Shmuz, the Gemara says that Sheker Achen Vehevel Yofi, Ishayir Asa Shemit Isolod, of truth, fearing woman, which is fearing of God, should be praised. Says the Gemara, what is it? It's that the generation of Rabbi Yehuda ben Abiloi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Abiloi was a generation of very poor, and six people had to share one blanket. What's the chidush that six people had to share one blanket? He says, you know why? Because if you have six people sharing a blanket, if everybody wants to care about his own warmth, and everybody pulls the blanket for himself, nobody gets warmed. The chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Abiloi is that six people shared one blanket, and both all of them were warm. Shisha viskasim, they were warmed by six. Six people could get warm with one blanket. And the only way to do it is if you want to share. If you care about the other one, then you care about yourself. You're giving instead of receiving. That's the sun and the moon. If they wanted to share, both would have light. Because they didn't want to share, the eclipse tells you if you don't want to share, nobody has any light. And therefore, in the end of the eclipse, when the sun, the moon clash, you see the crown of the sun. Because in essence, you have to share the same crown. In essence, is mishtamshim bekeser echad. We have to be mevatel ourselves, to make ourselves, that's what the Gemara says. What's the tikkun hayareach? The tikkun hayareach is lechi miyat yesatzmech. Make yourself small. By making ourselves small, we can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the yearning, that we want to go back to an orbit. We want to go back to the world without eclipses, that we don't clash with each other. We want to go to a world that we can share. We want to go to a world that we are mishtamish bekeser echad. And therefore, the apex of the eclipse, what is it? Is that we see the crown of the sun. We see the mishtamshim bekeser echad. This is on the physical sense. If you don't pay attention to it, this is indeed a flaw in the universe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by taking away the light of the sun, in the spiritual sense, he's taking away his hashpo, his emanation. His flow of energy is being reduced. If there is a lack of flow of energy, the world is at great danger. The world is very vulnerable. So if you don't get the message from the visual eclipse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to show us a spiritual eclipse to realize that we can't do it on our own. And that could be Chas V'Sholom a siman, an omen of great tragedy, of Chas V'Sholom, great vulnerability. That's what the Gemara says, Bizman she'oisim retzoin shalom. If you get the message, you don't have to be afraid. Me'oises ha'shamayim, says the Gemara, al techosu. Don't be afraid of the Me'oises ha'shamayim. And therefore it's so important for us to get the message right. But because it's a flaw of the universe, we don't make a bracha. A brocha is when there is gilui, there is hamshocha, there is hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The eclipse is showing the flaw of the structure of the universe. It's afoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is withdrawing his hashpo. Therefore, he can't say a brocha. It's not because a siman cloth the future. Is a siman, is a lack of hashpo. It's a flaw, an imperfection of creation. You don't make a brocha on the imperfection of creation. So the question is, what should we say when you see the eclipse? So the Esker of Lau, Jerem Brown quotes, and Rav Lau said you should say Perek Yutes in Tehillim, Hashamayim Mesaprim Kvoidel B'Hasev Dov Rakia, or Perek Kuvdalet, Borchi Nafshesh Hashem, Hashem Lekai Godal Tameoid. There the apostle says, Osa Yarech Lemoyodim, Shemesh Adam Mevo. Those are great, nice psukim, but that's very cliche standard. I think, in my view, who am I to say? We should say Perek Kuf Lamed Gimel in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Shir Hamalos LeDavid, Hinema Toiv Manoim." You see, know what's nice, what's good, and pleasurable. Sheves Achim Gam Yachanan. Two brothers can be together. Explains the Malbim. The two brothers is Issachar and Zvulun. Very different. One gives spirituality to the other. The one gives the physical. It's an interchange. Sheves achim gam yachad. That's why the Radak said, that's why gam yachad. That each one gives to the other, a giver and a receiver. This is what's beautiful. The Meiri says, it's keneged the melech and the kohen. We know that the two powers, the two aristocracies in Klal Yisrael, the kingdom, the king, and the priest, and the kohen. And we know that the Churban Habayis, why is Beis Hamikdash destroyed by the Romans? Because we were clients of the Romans. How did the Romans get the Jews? We know that they came because the Kohen Gadol and the king could not get together. They were fighting each other because they could not use the same crown. That's why we invited the Romans to bring peace. The Romans decided to take over Judea, and we became a client of the Romans. So therefore, the tikkun is in the matoiv manoim sheves achim gam yachad, that the achim can work together. We can share the same crown. And that's what the pasuk says, kashemana toiv ala roish. The same way that when you pour the shemana mishcha to the head, you pour to the head, one. But the head takes you, red ala zakan, that goes into the beard, shiyoed al pibidoy, so the beard that goes all to his whole body. Says the Malbim, you might get the Hashpo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, might emanate his Torah to the head, which is Issachar. But if Issachar and Zvulun are connected, that will go all the way down to Zvulun. And the opposite is also true. Ketal Hermon, the same way the Tal, the dew that falls in the Hermon, which is a mountain, which is the highest of all, but Yoyered al Har Eitzion, it will go down from Hermon to Har Eitzion to Kedusha. It comes from the Hashpo, the money, comes from Zvulun and goes to Issachar. The king and the priest, the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, each one need each other. Because sometimes the Hashpo comes to the king and from the king to the from the Melech to the Kohen Gadol. Sometimes comes to the Kohen Gadol to the king. Kisham tziva bat. Here the Pasuk is saying something beautiful. Kisham, if you have this, tziva Hashem es habrocha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu send the brocha to our Tzion. Chayim ad ha'olam. This is chayim forever. In other words, if you sheve sachim gam yachad, you never have a situation like this, the eclipse, that the sun stops shining, that there is darkness in the world, that there's an interruption of life. That's only because ishneyachim shenishpach domam keachad. If you sheve sachim gam yachad, the result is sham siva shem esabrocha, and that is chayim. That is a world that is chayim without interruption, is a life without eclipses. What is necessary for that? Sheves achim gam yachad. The ichud between people, giving and taking. Taking this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connecting to Him, realizing that we are not giving Him anything, He's the only giver. Taking the world in its narrative, realizing the world is a naira merosa, and we're trying to bring her back to her husband. And realizing that we can't do on our own because Midas Adin died. We have to be maspid Midas Adin that we just can't do it on our own. This is the Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. We'll be able to have the sun and the moon sitting together, sharing the same crown, and never clashing with each other, which is Chaim Ad HaOlam. This is the perek that relates to the idea of what's the message of the eclipse. And I think that this year, the eclipse is in a very momentous time. This is before Elul. What's Elul? Elul is ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Reconnecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The idea of the miut halevona, the levona, the moon, the Saron, going into her own orbit, independent from the sun, this is the time to reconnect. The eclipse tells you that if you don't reconnect, this thing will blow up. The system will fail. This is showing you that the system is never closed. It was never Vayiskor Baser Tachtena. The moon can do it on its own. Because if the moon is on her own orbit, she'll clash to the sun and nobody will have anything. The idea is that in the end, we are mishtamesh bekeser echad. If we learn from the eclipse, we could be ready for Rosh Hashanah, which is the preparation of Elul, which is ani ledoidi vedoidi li. And this year, interestingly enough, it falls the day before Rosh Chodesh. It falls the day of Yom Kippur Katan. The Yom Kippur Katan is the tefillah on Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Rabbi Shekor Deverum, the Ramak, the second special tefillah, to be mesaken the Chet HaYareach. The idea of tshuva and slicha, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make us part of the same orbit. We don't have to have a separate orbit. We want to share Bekeser Echad. So there's nothing more beautiful than after the experience of the eclipse is the idea to yearn for ani ledoidi vedoidi li. And how do you go from the eclipse to Rosh Chodesh Elul? Through Yom Kippur Katan, which is the bakosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechaper the chet hayareach, to fix up the flaw and to synchronize the two orbits. Which, by the way, says the Gro, that's Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the 10 days where the orbit of the moon, which is smaller than the orbit of the sun, to try to reconnect them together. All of it is reconnecting. And this year, we have the unique opportunity to experience that. By experiencing the eclipse and realizing the flaws, the four flaws that the independent orbits cause, that in the end they'll clash and there'll be no light. Because in the end, we need to share Keser Echad, that when the moon and the sun clash, in the end, the corona of the sun shows up. That in the end, we have to be mishtamesh bekeser echad. The yearning of that is ani ledoidi vedoidi li, that leads us to Rosh Hashanah, which is the reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Aseres Yemei Teshuva, to synchronize the two orbits back together. And the beauty of it is, with the inspiration of the eclipse, we should go and actually use the opportunity to see Yom Kippur Katan, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for slicha, and to yearn and beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reconnect us. And then we go to Elul, and we HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mezakas, that indeed, v'ya b'arom ahu yashem echad u'shmo yachad, we go to Yom Kippur, that havaye hu elokim, that the world of Teva and the Mekabel is truly connected, there's no separation, that Yom Kippur is achas bashona, the experience of reconnecting. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to have a full recognition of Biyash Sabashiach Bolayich Osayich through the preparation, how the inspiration of the eclipse that leads us to Elul, to Yom Kippur, and to Biyash Sabashiach.